Introvert. How to lead and thrive with confidence. Learn to crush fear, escape your comfort zone, and thrive as an introvert. Harold Matthews. Chapter 1. Techniques on preparation for social living and igniting your social skills. It is likely that as you read this book, you are fed up with your stalled social life. It is also likely that in the past, you have read guides that barely helped you get past first base, and are suspicious about this one too. You do not have to be. While previous material may have failed to prepare you well, this book's first chapter is focused on preparation before action. You will understand how to set yourself up to meet people before following the advice given. You will need a change of state of mind, but it is not hard to accomplish this at all. Let us see what you need to do to prepare for social living. 1. Relax and make yourself comfortable. Social media has made networking and social meetups easier. Social events are an extension of new online meetings. They will require you to go one step further and meet your new friend physically. If you want to be truly comfortable, it is advisable to travel to the location of the meetup the day before the event. The initial visit itself is not so much important as the comfort and relaxation it will offer you. If you are flustered because you could not find the venue on the day of the social event, you will not be relaxed enough to interact well with your new friends. If you have to struggle for 15 minutes finding parking space in the venue, you will be put off by this, and you will not be able to concentrate as you should. A visit to the venue the day before will familiarize you with the area and thus do away with such problems. Getting comfortable also means being relaxed mentally. For instance, you can watch a funny movie, your happy smiling self will spill over to the event. If you are the kind that relaxes easily when you engage in more settling activities, try meditation. Basically, just do what works for you to feel comfortable and relaxed. 2. Set simple goals. Speak to just one stranger each day. Embrace the unknown in this way. Nick on Twitter. You need to focus on simple goals first. Aiming too high may leave you tense. If you fail, this will affect your esteem negatively. Meeting one new person every day is a simple goal with a reward. It helps to boost your confidence. Meeting this goal will build your momentum and help you even meet new people. It will get to the point where you can then step up to meeting two new people, then three, and so forth. The time will come when you will not feel the need to set any such goal. 3. Get help from your more outgoing friends, and when you do, just do it. It is true that having at least one friend that is extroverted will help. When I step out with mine, you cannot tell just how introverted and shy I am. April on Twitter. This is some good advice here. Ask yourself who your most outgoing and social friends are. Once you have figured out who they are, then you have to make plans to hang out with them sometime. Push yourself to attend events with them that you would not be comfortable attending alone. Their natural extrovert personality will help you meet more new people. It is important to avoid feeling intimidated by your pal if he takes over the room and everyone seems to be focused on him. You must avoid feeling discouraged or thinking that you are an insignificant member in the backseats. You must maintain your confidence and your smile. It is even all right to ask your pal for some help in meeting people in the room, and he will be glad to.